With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. It's the ladies' turn to take center court at the Cayman Islands Classic. Eight NCAA teams will battle it out starting tomorrow through Saturday at the John Gray Gym. Ahead of tip-off, players gathered at the Westin Resort for the opening reception. Seven of the eight teams, Miami, Florida, Memphis, UNC Charlotte, George Washington, St. John's, and Oklahoma State, shared their excitement and gratitude.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody that made this possible. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving, and we're extremely grateful to be here and for all the hands that went into making this possible. Second thing, please look right before you look left when you cross the street here. Okay? Be careful. It might get you. But again, I'm really excited for our team. We continue to get better, and I know the two teams we're going to play are playing very, very well. We give us a great test. So I wish everyone here the very best. Have so much respect for all the coaches that are here, and let's have a great tournament.
First off, we got to say thank you to our administrators for making this possible, for providing this opportunity for all our student athletes, family and friends that made this trip to make Thanksgiving one that we would like to remember, and all the fans from the locals that's going to make this thing feel like we're at home, each of us respectfully. Let's everybody have a great time. And most importantly, stay healthy.
Those are my teammates. We're excited to be here. Thanks, Cayman Classic, for having us out. We're excited to participate and compete today and this week for some good basketball. And I just want to thank our staff, Tim Duncan. And I know what y'all are thinking, not that Tim Duncan. But thank you for having us here. And we're excited to play.
Hi, everyone. We just want to say thank you for this opportunity to be out here and to play some good basketball and to compete. We're super excited to play on this beautiful island, and go Niners.
Hype me up.
We're grateful to be here. I want to echo Trisha and everyone else that's come up. Grateful to everyone that's made this possible. This is an exciting time for our team as we continue to grow and get better. And what better place to do it than the Cayman Islands? Thank you.
I'm liking it. Short and sweet. St. John's University.
What's up, guys? We're really excited to be here this week, just being able to be in this beautiful environment, just play the game that we love. We're really excited for this opportunity just to grow, build chemistry, and just have fun out here and play against really great competition. And good luck to everybody competing this week, and go Johnnies.
All right. Well, it's kind of hard to go at the end because I think everyone has already said everything that needs to be said, but I just want to echo what everyone has said, and thank you so much for this incredible hospitality that we've already experienced in a very short amount of time. And there's incredible teams here, incredible coaches. I've really enjoyed preparing, just learning from everyone, and we'll be following all the teams here all season long and wish everyone great luck, and go Pokes.
Georgia Tech missed the reception due to practice. However, Game 1 tips off at 11 a.m. with Oklahoma versus Charlotte, followed by George Washington versus Miami at 1:30 p.m. At 5 p.m., Georgia Tech takes on St. John's, and the night closes with the highly anticipated Memphis versus Florida Gators matchup. Tournament manager Colin Anglin says the energy is building.
All right, it's a pretty exciting weekend coming up for the women's edition of the Cayman Islands Classic. This week, we're hearing of the news of Shaquille O'Neal gracing us with his presence to observe his daughter in action. How does Shaq's visit reflect the growing international recognition of the Women's Classic as a premier collegiate showcase?
It's fantastic. It's exciting. And it validates, I think, the long-term vision of what this tournament is capable of for the Cayman Islands. It's already made an incredible statement, I think, over the past several years. Known as the Cayman Islands Classic is one of the top preseason tournaments right now. And, of course, you couldn't get a better setting with all of the natural beauty and our natural resources, which are, of course, you know, our beautiful beach, the beautiful ocean, but most important, the Caymanian people. I've always heard people, you just constantly talk about how awesome Cayman is, but they always always say, the best thing about Cayman is the people. So we definitely have some things that make us very unique. And so now being able to tie that in with celebrities and NBA legends, WNBA legends, because they have ties with their children or relatives that are playing for these teams that are coming down, is just fantastic.
What message are you hoping his presence sends to our young Caymanian girls, of course, who dream of playing on that next level?
Well, I think what we want them to realize is that anything is possible. And that's one of the things that's so important. Our kids getting to see these games up close and personal, because a lot of times when you're watching people on TV, you tend to almost think that in a sense they're not real in a certain sense, or maybe they're untouchable. How did they get there? You know, you ask all these questions and sometimes it can seem out of reach. And then when they're right in front of you, that's when a lot of our kids actually realize, hey, you know, they have two legs just like me. They have two hands just like me. They're human, and if they can do it, I'm watching them run up and down the court right in front of me. I'm watching them make mistakes. I'm getting to see how hard they really push through everything that they're doing as well. And so, you know what? Seeing this in person, if they can do it, I can do it too. And that's the message that we really want to drive home to our young people. Do not ever underestimate your potential.
Awesome. What's the feedback been like since, you know, basketball fans, and it's not just basketball fans, many people around Cayman are now hearing of the news of Shaquille O'Neal coming to the Cayman Islands Classic, the Women's Classic this year. What has the feedback been like?
Oh, it's been a little out of control.
Yeah.
And again, it's amazing. This really kind of reminds you of how quickly news can travel, right? Because you have people, you know, coming out of nowhere kind of say, oh, yeah, I heard about Shaq and this and that. So it's amazing how that information has spread and all of the excitement around it. Of course, everybody's asking for a picture, and I really can't promise that's possible. But I tell you what, just being able to see that guy in person, and because the John Gray Gymnasium, of course, it's a small, intimate space. So it's not like you're going to be seeing him from several hundred feet away or something. He's going to be right there, so up close and personal. And so let's see how that turns out. But it certainly has people very, very excited. Thought about just being, you know, in the vicinity of this NBA great himself.
Now going back to earlier this week, Murray State closed out the men's tournament in dramatic fashion Tuesday night. Javon Jackson raced coast to coast for a game-winning layup with just 1.2 seconds left, lifting the Racers to a 96-95 win over George Washington. Jackson led with 24 points, while Roman Demain added 15 and 8 boards. Fred King and Mathis Carbon chipped in 10 each. Murray shot nearly 54% from the field and out-rebounded George Washington 40-30. Coach Ryan Miller called it a special moment.
Obviously, when you battle a really good George Washington, has really coached well, to come away with a win, and the way they kept on battling, our guys kept on battling throughout the game for 40 minutes, is really good and really special.
I always wonder what's going through a coach's mind in those last couple of seconds where you look like you're down, but there's still 6 seconds left.
We prep for that every single day. Since I've been the head coach, we know it. The margins are so slim when you play really good teams. So you know you're going to be in these situations. So you practice them often. And credit to our guys responding and making a play down the stretch.
Yeah. You are quite out of breath there. What happened just now? What did I miss?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a tough week. You know, lost a tough one in Middle Tennessee.
Yes.
Played very poorly last night versus McNeese. And we had a lot of adversity facing us.
So this was a crucial win for
you. A crucial win. And it was a... could be a turning point of what could be a really special year if we continue to work and play together as a team. I mean, there are so many guys that contributed off our team, all 11 guys we played. The coaching staff did a phenomenal job preparing, you know, one night prep. And we're just lucky enough to come away with the win. It could have gone either way. They're well coached and they're a great team. We're just very lucky.
Awesome. What did you think of the tournament?
Oh, the tournament's awesome. I mean, they got really good teams. Obviously, the margins are very slim. And the location is phenomenal, so I'd love to be back. I've never been to the Cayman Islands. I've been all over the world.
Are you planning to come back?
I would plan to come back too, because what a well-run tournament. What an amazing community. And it was awesome to be just a part of it and be on the island. And our guys spending time on the island and the beaches and the beautiful weather was phenomenal.
Who stood out to you tonight on your squad?
I mean, this game was really a team effort. I mean, Ramon Damone, who came off the bench, with JJ getting in foul trouble, he was really key for that little runs we had, especially bouncing back. They took the lead early in the second half, and we were able to bounce back, and Ramon made some key plays. But the team, their ability to share the ball and really play for each other is why we won the game.
Awesome. What's next for you? Now that you guys,
you know what? Travel back tomorrow. Yeah. Enjoy Thanksgiving and get back to work. It's early in the season. We have another tough matchup against Morehead State on Tuesday, and the prep and practice start for that one. We'll celebrate this one because winning's hard, and the margins are small, especially when you play really good teams. But you know, next one's right around the corner.
Awesome. Thank you. So
thank
much.
You. That's I appreciate it. You. Thank you.
And pickleball fans are gearing up for what's being called the island's biggest rally for a cause. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with the details.
The Breast Cancer Foundation is launching Dink for Pink, the first ever 24-hour pickleball-a-thon in the Cayman Islands. Quality Law Services and Quality Corporate Services are the event's title sponsor. The marathon of matches will see players, corporate teams, and solo challengers taking to the courts tomorrow and Saturday, all in support of breast cancer prevention, early detection, and wellness programs. The event is expected to feature 44 teams and 8 solo players rallying through a full day and night of play. Teams and sponsors can still register at dinkforpinkcayman.com.
Carsley Fuller there, taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.